Alexandra DiTrollio. Pope Francis prayed for all those affected by the shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh this weekend. The Pope called the shooting a, quote, inhumane act of violence and asked God to, quote, help us extinguish the fires of hatred that develop in our society. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, condemned all acts of violence and hate, called on lawmakers to address gun violence, and stated that U.S. Catholic bishops stand with, quote, our brothers and sisters of the Jewish community. Authorities have called the attack, in which 11 were killed and 6, including 4 police officers, were wounded, the deadliest against the Jewish community in the U.S. U.S. Attorney Scott Brady stated that federal prosecutors are seeking approval to go for the death penalty against Robert Bowers, the man arrested for the shooting at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life synagogue. Brady also stated that multiple search warrants were issued as a part of the investigation against Bowers. Bowers was a long-haul trucker with no apparent criminal record who owned the AR-15 and handguns used in the attack legally. He has been charged with 11 state counts of criminal homicide, 6 counts of aggravated assault, 13 counts of ethnic intimidation, as well as 29 federal counts that include a federal hate crime and using a firearm to commit murder. As several thousand Central American migrants plan to continue their journey through southern Mexico, headed to the border of the United States, a second group of migrants who are also calling themselves a caravan has formed. However, the second group clashed with Mexican authorities at the border of Guatemala and Mexico, who are trying to prevent the group from growing in size or repeating the journey. In the clash, a 26-year-old from Honduras was hit with a rubber bullet in the head and died. Mexican authorities have denied the country's forces were responsible, stating, quote, Mexico does not criminalize undocumented immigration. 6 bishops representing episcopal conferences on 5 continents issued a joint statement urging the global community to act on climate change. The statement is addressed to world leaders who will be at the COP24 summit in Poland in December and called on leaders to take substantial steps in order to combat the effects of climate change and to not look for solutions that are short-term fixes and do not address the root causes and long-term effects. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.